Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday evening. It is absolutely beautiful. 76 degrees. 55% humidity. Open those windows. I'm telling you, overnight lows, 55 degrees. Perfect sleeping weather. Great stuff. Weekend looks nice, too. All right. Bobby Kennedy has officially dropped out of the race for president. Bobby Kennedy's voters were coming overwhelmingly from those who would vote for Donald Trump. These are people who are concerned with the system, right? Concerned with what the heck has been going on in D.C. Now, you've got somebody in Kamala Harris who's saying, well, on my first day in office, and look, ma'am, your first day on office was January the 20th, 2021. You've been there for the last 3.5-4 years. You're part of this mess. You helped make this. It's reported she was one of the chief strategist, God, what a misuse of that term that is, but one of the chief people behind our disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, you know, where we left billions of dollars in military equipment on the ground for the terrorist Taliban to have. Oh, and how about the Americans we left behind? Well, you know, what are you going to do? That's their attitude. What are you going to do? And inflation, well, I mean, I don't do an impression number. I can't. But inflation, it's the grocery stores causing the high grocery prices. Really? Okay. Do you understand anything at all about, well, they don't. Okay. But Bobby Kennedy does. And Bobby Kennedy has been calling all of this out for the last year. And he just announced that he is ending his campaign and fully endorsing Donald Trump. Now, we have some of that germ. I know it's not necessarily labeled, and it comes from another one of those computers that may or may not be operational, but do me a favor, please. Can you just pull up a little bit of Bobby Kennedy?
Censorship against colonialism, imperialism, and unjust wars. We were the party of labor, of the working class. The Democrats were the party of government transparency and the champion of the environment. Our party was the bulwark against big money interests and corporate power. True to its name, it was the party of democracy. As you know, I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically from the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag, and big money. When it abandoned democracy by canceling the primary to conceal the cognitive decline of the sitting president, I left the party to run as an independent. The mainstream of American politics and journalism derided my decision. Conventional wisdom said that it would be impossible even to get on the ballot as an independent, because each state poses an insurmountable tangle of arbitrary rules for collecting signatures. I would need over 1 million signatures, something no presidential candidate in history had ever achieved. And then I'd need a team of attorneys and millions of dollars to handle all the legal challenges from the DNC. The naysayers told us that we were climbing a glass version of Mount Impossible. So the first thing I want to tell you is that we proved them wrong.
All right, let's pause.
We did it because beneath the radar.
He proved them wrong. He proved every single one of those people who derided his campaign as wrong. Here is a lifelong Democrat. Period. End of story. Never occurred to him to be a Republican. Never occurred to him to vote for, I don't know, the Constitution Party, the Party Party. I mean, nothing. He's a Democrat. He's always been a Democrat. Born a Democrat. Would die a Democrat. Would live as a Democrat. His own party did everything to kneecap this guy. after all of the contributions from his family to that very party. It's insulting. But you heard him talk about what the Democrats used to be. Well, I will share with you, that's how I grew up. Right? There's a lot of differences. People, including employees of the radio station, all have a tendency to lump John Reed and Jeff Katz together. It's amazing to me. But it happens. Okay. John and I are very good friends. I think the world of John. I really do. And I am hoping that he will run for lieutenant governor and be elected lieutenant governor and serve our great Commonwealth as an absolutely fantastic lieutenant governor. And I say again, when he makes it official, if he makes it official, I would fully, totally, completely endorse and support him. Not that that's going to matter to anybody. And I would also make a financial contribution. Now, it's not going to be enough for him to do the jet setting thing that he likes, but, you know, I'll give him a couple of bucks. But we're not the same. We're not even close to the same. There are so many differences that you could drive a Mack truck in between us. One of the biggest differences is I grew up and lived the bulk of my life as a Democrat. I come from a working class blue collar background. From my blue collar roots to my boots. I'm telling you right now, that's who I am. That's what I am. I make no apologies for it. I encounter a lot of phonies. A lot of phonies. It's okay. I got a real good BS detector. I can detect the phonies right off the bat. I am that blue-collar guy who made good. Not because anybody did it for me, but because I did it. And I watched as my Democrat Party drifted further and further and further away from me. Now, I look at a couple of people who are very important to me. In the former plaque check, I've told you this, there is a photo with a really, really good frame, because I felt it deserved a really, really good frame, of Ronald Reagan sitting at a microphone at WHO Radio in Des Moines, Iowa. It's one of those photos I see every single solitary day. And what did President Reagan say? Well, the Democrat Party left him. I stayed with it longer. I always describe myself as a, quote, conservative Democrat. And then, a number of years ago, when I was a little baby talk show host, there was a guy that you probably heard of, Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh introduced me. You know, it was back in the day when Rush did promos for local shows. Now, I still have mine, by the way. It's on a little reel-to-reel. And if I could ever find somebody who has a reel-to-reel machine, I would, I would give anything to have that, to be able to use it. But anyway, I digress. But one of the things that Rush said on that promo, he said, and, you know, coming up is Jeff Katz. He is a conservative Democrat. And then he paused and laughed in a way that only Rush could. There is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. But you should listen to him anyway. Okay, well, thank you, Rush. I appreciate that. But it really did get me to thinking. And he was right. Those of us who would have said we were conservative Democrats, there's no place for us in that party anymore. And I suppose that's okay, right? Parties evolve and change and do all that other good stuff or bad stuff, right? There's no more Whig party. I would have been part of the Whigs. Except I forgot there was an H in there. And I thought, well, how cool would that be? Like a big bozo wig and you show up for it. And it's like, no, Jeff, there's an H and it means, oh, all right, never mind.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
But there is no room for somebody like me. If you are pro-life, as an example, good Lord, They had like abortion vending machines out there. They had buses and trucks set up so that you could take some time from not seeing Beyonce or Taylor Swift or all the other people they had promised you, so that you could walk outside, get an abortion while you're there. Because, you know, nothing says Chicago souvenir like, hey, got an abortion while I was there. And then go back inside and, I don't know, have a sandwich or whatever it is that you did there. It's crazy. So that's why I always say there is a difference. And as comparing and contrasting with John, John grew up, obviously, in a Republican family. His father, Jack Reed, number one, a hell of a guy, a great state delegate, just a fine human being. But he grew up in that setting, in a Republican household. I did not. So when I hear Bobby Kennedy say that the Democrats turn their backs on him and then turn back around and try to do everything possible to keep him off the ballot, man, that's got to say something. That speaks to me as a former Democrat. Really does. All right, we've got a little bit more from the Bobby Kennedy announcement. I think we've got a part where he talks about Kamala Harris. We will, we will get to that. And we've got Don Lemon. Remember Don Lemon? Don Lemon is out, or was out, in Chicago interviewing people on the street. And he came across a number of black women. He specifically said, I want to get comments from black women, because after all, Kamala Harris is a black woman. I'd like to hear what they have to say. And we'll share that with you. Suffice to say, you might be a little surprised by what they told Don Lemon. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. 15 minutes from now, we've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. They are coming on August the 31st, 7 o'clock, Meadow Event Park in Doswell, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, Serve Pro Pavilion, or as I like to say, my buddy Matt Krieger. But we've got the tickets for you. And again, at 5:35-ish, we'll give you the chance to win those tickets. I'm taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Phil from Goochland says, hey, Jeff, there's simply no room for working men in the Democrat Party anymore. I agree with you. I absolutely, positively agree with you. 540 says, Jeff, I definitely agree with you. Stan Andruski speaks common sense. And if he won't run, well, we just need more people like him to step up and do so. Yeah. Another 804 says, hey, I'm going to write Stan Andruski's name in for Richmond mayor since all the candidates are far left morons. Okay. Well, that'll be good. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, says big auto repair is price gauging. It's from 804. Yep, I hear you. Jeff, all the local news stations are now pitching COVID vaccines. Really? What are we up to? I lost track. Germ, are you keeping track? Is it 109 or 110 of the boosters? It's somewhere up there, right? I mean, and this is the one, by the way, I'm sure. Whichever one this is, boy, this will be the one that will, yeah, I'm done. Thank you very much. You can keep that, and you can, well, you could jab yourself with it if you'd like. I think, Germ, we've got the Bobby Kennedy where he's talking about Kamala Harris, right? Can we take a listen to that?
Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing. No policies, no interviews.
That's right.
No debates.
That's right.
Only smoke and mirrors and balloons in a highly produced Chicago circus. There,
gotta have
in Chicago, a string of Democratic speakers mentioned Donald Trump 147 times just on the first day. Wow. Who needs a policy when you have Trump to hate?
That's right.
In contrast, at the RNC convention, President Biden was mentioned only twice in 4 days. I do interviews every day. Many of you have interviewed me.
Yeah,
anybody who asks gets to interview me.
Yeah.
Some days I do as many as 10. President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily. How did the Democratic Party choose a candidate that has never done an interview or debate during the entire election cycle?
It's a great
question. We know the answers.
Yeah.
They did it by weaponizing the government agencies.
Yep.
They did it by abandoning democracy.
Yep.
They did it by suing the opposition.
That's right.
And by disenfranchising American voters.
Absolutely.
What most alarms me isn't how the Democratic Party conducts its internal affairs or runs its candidates. What alarms me is the resort to censorship and media control and the weaponization of the federal agencies.
Absolutely. Let's pause it there, Jeremy, because that's great stuff. Look, you, again, are free to like or dislike anybody that has been mentioned. Do not care. You cannot, however, argue with the facts that are in evidence. And the facts that are in evidence are very, very clear. Feel free to hate Trump. Feel free to hate Ken. Feel free to hate me. I got over that such a long time ago. Goodness gracious. Leftists hate us. And as I've said so many times, once you can accept that fact, once you no longer think, oh, my God, I want him to like me, I want him to like me, then you can live your life and be very happy. Right? You can deal with them when you have to deal with them, and they say stupid things and do stupid things, and you just think to yourself, yeah, oh, all right, I'm going home in a couple of minutes, so we're all good, right? I mean, you can do that. All right, I got a little more that we've got to hear, including this great exchange, Don Lemon on the streets of Chicago, specifically asking black women how they feel and how they will vote now that a black woman, Kamala Harris, is the nominee of a major party. And suffice to say, when you hear this in a couple of moments, it will be surprising. Also, coming up in a couple of moments, your chance to win those tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band at Meadow Event Park. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com